Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from 5G World in London, and I'm delighted to have Santi Magasu, VP of Business Development from PlateGiga with us. Welcome, Santi.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here.
You guys operate in a really exciting environment within cloud gaming. Why don't you just give us a brief background on the company and your role at the company?
PlateGiga was founded 4 years ago. We are based in Spain. We have all our team there. We are a technology company. Most of our people are engineers. So basically what we do is use cloud gaming technologies to make high-quality video games accessible to a broader audience. Mm-hmm. To use our service, you don't need to have a gaming console, you don't need to have a gaming PC, and you don't need to purchase the games. It's a subscription service. The games are processed in the cloud, and you just need a television set or a PC or Mac to enjoy the games. And it's a subscription service.
Now, this is an interesting model in terms of gaming. I think that rich media comprises a tremendous amount of internet traffic on a daily basis, but you're really changing the game because you're not just sending base data to the devices that are actually doing a lot of graphical manipulation at the end site. You're running the entire application in the cloud and delivering it through the network. How are you doing that?
And that's the challenge. As I said, most of our people are engineers. So there are basically three challenges in terms of technology. The first one is the latency you're introducing. So you need to have a good internet connection, and you need to process the games in a very, very efficient way. So you do not introduce more latency. Right now, we introduce in the range of 25 to 30 milliseconds to whatever latency comes from the network, which is enough to give a very good experience to the end user. The second one is the bandwidth management. You need a high quality bandwidth. Normally we consume in the range of between 8 and 15 megabit per second to deliver the game, but we had to develop adaptive bitrate algorithm to cope with the degradation in the quality of the bandwidth. And then the other thing is the integration with the end user. Normally, we deliver the service through a telco who has a set-top box for pay TV. So we need to integrate in any either Android or Linux device to deliver that. We also allow the players to play directly from a PC or a Mac. And in the near future, we will have also smart TV apps, so you can play directly into that smart TV without a set-top box.
And you've got today over 140 games that you're offering to your providers and operating across geographies as well. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We started deploying September last year, so less than 1 year ago. The first deployment was in Italy with Telecom Italia. So we are commercially present there. They sell this as an add-on to the pay TV service, so you pay extra money to play the games. And that's part of their fiber strategy. So they wanted more reasons why for customers to migrate from ADSL to fiber. And that was part of the rationale. We also deployed in Latin America, in Argentina and Chile, through Turner, part of Warner Bros. That's a different play because they don't have a set-top box. So what they do is they offer a over-the-top gaming to PCs and Macs. We also have delivered in Spain. We have our own consumer brand called Wait. We use it a bit as a lab because we don't want to go direct to consumer. Normally, we would go with partners. So talking about the catalog games, at the beginning, it was pretty difficult to get, you know, the rights to use the games from the top publishers. We work with Disney, Warner, Square Enix, Capcom, a lot of the top game publishers. But we think we are really at the moment where the industry is changing. Mm-hmm. It reminds me a bit of music streaming.
Sure.
So at the beginning, it was very difficult for Spotify and Deezer and all the players to get the rights for the music. And now music streaming is the main revenue source for the music labels. So we believe that eventually this will happen also for games.
Let's go down into the technology a little bit.
Yeah.
When you look at these game titles and you look at the applications, how are you deciding what to run within a cloud data center and what to run at the network edge? And how does that come together in terms of a full solution?
To be frank, right now, we just use data center. We don't use edge.
Oh, okay.
Because the technology is performing well enough not to need that. So right now, the four deployments we have, we basically have data centers. For instance, we have one single data center in all of Italy. You know, Italy is a long country, but it works fine. I mean, the data center is in Milan, and we have thousands of customers in Sicily or whatever, in the south, which is 1,200 miles away, and it still works. So right now, we do not use any edge deployment, neither we use CDN technology. It's just plain internet, and it works fine.
Now, you look at new technologies coming into the forefront, like 5G in a couple of years, with a lot more capability at the edge of the network. Do you see that changing what you can deliver and how you would approach scaling the capacity of the games that you're delivering to customers?
Yes, we are starting to look into that. Naturally, there is a European telco, and possibly a US one, who are asking us to do pilots on their 5G test environments. There are a couple of use cases which will be enabled by 5G. The first one is 5G connected home. So there are places where you don't get with fiber. And this is a use case where you basically get to households where today we don't have the possibility to get. And that use case, for some reasons, is very important in North America and in Europe and the Baltic countries. The second use case is mobility for gamers. Gamers normally play their favorite games on a console or a gaming PC at home when they're home. But then when they're in the move, they switch to smartphone games, which are different games, because basically you cannot deliver that on the go in mobility. With 5G, that will change. So people will be able to just play their favorite games, AAA games, so to speak, also in mobility, over a tablet or a smartphone.
Now, PlayGiga is in a collaboration with Intel on the underlying technology infrastructure that you're utilizing to deliver your services. Tell me about that.
That was a bit of a bold decision for us a couple of years ago. Basically, we couldn't make the economics. So, you know, the cost per subscriber, we couldn't get to the point where that would be viable on that business. So this is when we started working with Intel a couple of years ago. It's been a very, very rewarding collaboration. So we've been working basically on R&D initially. So we were testing how our service would work with the Intel chipset. And we are very happy. Now we have commercial deployments on Intel infrastructure. And that really helped us deliver a very good user experience with a affordable cost in terms of CapEx and OpEx. So we are very excited, and this is even getting better with each new generation of chipsets.
If folks want to contact you, learn more about the services that you offer, how can they reach out to PlayGiga and learn more about your company?
I'm about to give you my telephone number, but I refrain from that. Basically, on our webpage, PlayGiga, just play as play, and Giga is GIGA.com, you will find a way to contact us. And to be frank, we are getting a lot of requests from our webpage, which is a bit surprising, especially over the last couple of months. Cloud gaming is becoming more fashionable.
Yes, of course. Well, thank you so much, Santi, for introducing us to PlayGiga, and we hope to continue our very fruitful collaboration.
Thank you very much.